Hey, you're Stocks from the 5 Yard Rush podcast, and you're listening to the Ballers Dynasty podcast. You're either here because you're in the league or you just got lost.
What's up, ballers? It is week six in the NFL and the Ballers League. To run through all of the week six matchups, I've got Stormo here. Hey, mate.
All right, Pitsy. What's happening, dude? You okay?
Yes, all good. Still reveling in the high score I got last week. It's all going to go downhill this week.
What did Docs tell you to stop rubbing it in, didn't he?
Well, I feel like
it's
the only chance I'm going to get because I'm going to fuck up the season. So, take it while I can.
Yeah, true. And plus, you're the commissioner. You need to try and win at some point. You've got to win your own. You've got to win your own league. That's like rule 101 of being a commish.
Well, I'll let everybody kind of have their go first, and then I come in and have a go myself.
That's the way, mate. That's kind, that is. That's real
kind. It is kind. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're welcome. And I made sure that there was three different champions, so it's not like people are getting bored of the same person winning all the time.
that's also kind, mate. That's very thoughtful.
You're welcome. Yeah,
thank very you. Thoughtful league, this.
Now it's time for y'all to cough, and I'm going to sort it out myself.
Exactly, yeah.
Right, bye weeks this week, Stormo. We got any?
Aren't you the person that normally sorts the buys out, or what's going on?
Yeah, I've sorted it out. You just need to read it off the page, mate.
Bye weeks are just two this week. It's Green Bay, that's the Packers, Dan, and the Steelers. They are from Pittsburgh, Dan. Not only are we educational, we are fun. Yeah.
We are helping everybody out here, guys. Helping everybody out. Right, before we make any more mistakes, how are this week's matchups looking like?
The matchups are looking like, let's have a look. Sorry.
Have you not got this piece of paper in front of you?
No, I have. I was just looking for my other piece of paper that I need. We start this week
should
off.
Give you a warning.
Yeah, sorry. Start the week off, as we always seem to do, with a big battle at the top. It's Pitsy, it's you versus me. It's the strong side cornbread going up against my Rec City Thunder. The big first versus the little big second battle. Dun, dun, dun.
First versus second. This is a big, big one.
Yeah, it is a massive one. Currently, on
that's what she said.
Wait. On current pieces of information, it is favored towards me 51-49. But as we spoke about in the other pod, that there is. You don't have a defense, so as soon as you put that in, I think you will move slightly ahead.
I haven't sorted my team out yet. I apologize.
Yeah, well, everyone needs to be better at this.
Well, I mean, I can't really sort my defense out until I get a better waiver. So.
Yeah, so we either need to move the pod so it's sorted, or people need to be better and sorted out. But that's saying, as I was moaning to you and Rob earlier, the sleeper app doesn't help, that it doesn't set itself till Wednesday.
Yeah.
And we record on a Tuesday. But yeah, that's another story for another day.
Maybe that is our issue, but hey ho.
Yeah. Not that it makes much difference if we do. Does it make a difference if we record on a Wednesday or a Tuesday?
It's just more time out of my life, really.
How is this exactly the same amount of time just on a different day, doofus? Or does it mean that you've got less time to prepare the pods?
It's the fact that it's all in one go, and so I don't piss off my wife more than I need to.
But can we not do both pods on Wednesday? Or is that even not enough time to sort them?
Yes. I mean, it just means that having to then put it goes out late does this one. Because I normally get this one done on the Wednesday evening instead of Thursday.
Yeah.
So otherwise, if I was getting the other one out then on Wednesday, then this one could drop until Friday, which seems a bit late.
Yeah, I know. I totally understand. I'm just speaking for the
people. You're just being a twat.
Speaking for the people. So they will set their lineups. I've gone for the big old wide receiver battle here, because we know Cup's back. So Cup, Debo, and Hill up against Amon-Ra, Devonta, and D-Hop.
Oof, big one.
Yeah, massive. If you look at that list there, you're talking three, potentially four of the, you know, talking top two wide receivers over the past 5 years, which is great. So, yeah, big battle there.
Yeah, man. Love it. Well, good luck to you.
Yeah, good luck to you, bro.
Thanks. Anyway, big games all around us. Next week, we have third versus fourth. So not only have we got the first versus second, we've got the third versus fourth. As Susie and her Pfizer Chiefs go up against Stocks and his newly shaved ballers. Both teams are on a two-game winning streak. So that is going to come crashing down for one of them, and one of them will go on to a three-game winning streak. So good to watch that one. See how that one pans out.
That worked out quite well as well, didn't it? One versus two, two versus three versus four. Wowzers.
That's where it stops, I'm afraid.
Wait, two out of five is not bad. Slightly favoured towards Stocks, 54-46. I'm guessing Susie always leaves it late, so she's probably got a couple of players she needs to sort out.
Yeah. AJ Dillon is on a bye, so he is out. So that's the one person that she needs to kind of look at.
And I've gone for, so Pollard versus Jacobs, Diggs versus Chase. Are you talking another, you know, top five wide receivers right there? And then Kittle versus Andrews. Can Kittle keep that form going on that he had in this weekend's game? So, yeah, that's another massive battle between those tight ends.
Big game.
Big game.
Especially if Stocks is wanting to distance himself from his lower mates and join the big boy crew at the top.
Well, Susie scored 350 last week. Stocks scored 360. So, yeah, it's definitely going to be a mammoth battle, isn't it? So,
yeah. Yeah, no, definitely looking forward to seeing how that one pans out.
Almost as much as I'm looking forward to this one.
Yeah, we should have started with this one, really, but... Yeah.
Great battle for the Tuna Bowl, flip versus flop, as Thacker and his General Tankers go up against Dan and his Finn Supers. Dan coming off a loss will want to get back to winning ways, while Thacker won his last game and will want to continue that streak.
The flipping flop ball. Yes.
Yeah, I've been waiting for this one. this one.
Have you seen the percentage as well?
Very, very evenly matched. How even is this match, Pitsy?
Right. So the predicted scores: 284.43 to 284.38.
Wowzers!
I don't think I've ever seen it as predicted as close as that. So it's a definite 50-50, is that? I haven't looked at the setups yet, but that's just fun.
Fitty.
Just fun to keep it 50-50, yeah. Well, quick scan down. Every player is playing.
Full team?
Yeah, full strength squad from last time, if they've sorted anything out soon.
Oh, this will be a good one. So I've gone down the line again of the quarterback. So Purdy versus Tua. Tua used to obviously be Dan's. And Purdy used to be Thacker's, is that right? Did they swap those two, or did Purdy always be? I can't remember. No, Tua used to be Dan's. Dan also had Purdy.
Yeah, Dan's always had Purdy.
And then got Monty versus Mostert. Achane is now, you know, he's going to be on the sideline for a bit, so Mostert's going to see potentially a slightly larger carry load. So. That'd be cool. And then I've gone for Ridley versus Kirk. You know how I like a duo that are in the same team going up against each other.
Yeah. Nice.
So, yeah, good luck to flip versus flop.
Yeah, good battle. Good battle. Yeah, Purdy was picked up on waivers for 28 fabs in December last year.
Oh, nice. Schnice that was.
Yes.
Hopefully, Tua doesn't come back to haunt Dan.
Yeah, that'd be painful, wouldn't it, if he ends up losing to a Tua monstrosity.
So, final game.
No, no, we've still got. I've got one, and then you've got one. So, all right, you're jumping ahead.
Oh, it's because my thing blood is scrolling like an empty.
Okay, next up, we have an interesting battle.
That. It's not the final. Cancel that.
We've got an interesting battle between 8th and 9th. So, I threw another one out there, yeah. Mark and his Rolling With Mahomies go up against Rob and his Thornley Hornets. After winning in week one, Rob has now gone on to lose 4 in a row. And after a struggling Mark seems to have found some form to bag some points, this one could end up being a bonkers scoreline this week.
Yeah, if Mark carries on, he could do well, yeah, and the percentage favours him as well. So 64-36, so it's quite a massive favour in towards Mark.
Yeah, Rob's got a running back to sort out. He's got Harris out in his lineup at the moment, so he's okay. Another running back to flow in, but...
Players to watch out for, I've got JT versus Bijan, Barve versus DJ, massive game we talked about. And I've gone for a saucy tight end battle of Ferguson for the Cowboys versus Kmet of the Bears. So, yeah, that will definitely be an interesting battle, that one.
You know when you look on the screen on Sleeper and it tells you all the matchups when you go into the league and it shows up? Is everybody on the right-hand side with a green line apart from yourself? So on my screen, I've got everybody on the left as though they are the British home team or the American away team are all in red.
Yeah.
Well, apart from the 50-50 Finn Super flip-flop game.
I'm at the top on the left. And then
everyone
else is red except the 50-50 at the bottom.
Yeah.
Is that how you got it?
No, because I obviously have myself on the left at the top, so I'm in red. Right, now you can say finally.
Finally, final game. Not that I forgot anyone. I dropped something on my toe. Finally, we have to get it right game for Simon. His Hammerbarn Feather ones go up against Ollie and his Gotham City Rogues. Both teams lost last week, and Ollie's on a 4-game losing streak, so we'll want to snap that and cut that right off and hopefully get a win for either team off because they're looking forward or looking like they need it.
It doesn't look very positive for Ollie this week.
No, it doesn't. Sure. With the talk of Eckler coming back, did you get a weird notification earlier about Eckler not playing this week?
No. I don't think I've got him in my team anyway, so I don't have an Eckler notification.
No, it wasn't about. I've got one, and Susie got one earlier, and said that he's not playing. And I was like, "What do you mean he's not playing? He's just been on a bye. How would they rule him out this early?" And then obviously, if you go on his personal info, it says he's 99% going to play. So I was like, "Weird." And I was speaking to Susie about it. I was like, "Why? It's just a weird notification to get." But
yeah, that is weird.
That Eckler wasn't going to play today or this week. So percentage wise, what we got?
At the moment, it is 66% to 34% in favour of the Hammerbarn Feather Ones.
Yeah, it's
bit of a washout, really.
Bit of a struggle. We've got Burrow versus Hurts. Burrow's not been great. He had a fantastic game on the last game. So is he, coming up again to the player we know? Hurts has just been pretty consistent. We've got Walker versus CMC. Two great running backs there, and then you've got Michael Thomas versus Devontae Smith. That's a nice little saucy little wide receiver battle there.
Sweet. All right, now the matchups are set then. Time for some Mr. Big Stuff, Stormer.
Mr. Big Stuff!
Who do you think you are? It's a good time that you got some singing in this time because I missed that on the last pod.
Yeah, I apologize to my fans out there. They're just listening for my voice. I'll be bringing it back.
good.
And I apologize for those people that don't actually like the singing and then quite enjoyed not having it on. So,
well, they just need to just listen and enjoy it.
Exactly. It's not on for very long because of copyright things. So they just need to get on with it. Highest score predicted quarterbacks: Mahomes, Hurts, and Herbert.
Good top three, that.
Yeah, definitely. Will Herbert, a bit unsure with because he got that nasty disc of broken. I don't know what's actually wrong with it. I can't remember. It's broken and lacerated. It was quite a nasty cut, apparently, what happened to his finger.
Was it his finger?
Yeah, on his left hand. So this is not their own hand. So we'll be quite interesting to see what they do with that. Running back, you've got CMC, Eckler, and Etienne. Obviously, Etienne was a high scoring running back last week. Hill, Cup, and Chase. Can't knock that, really, can you?
Not with Matthew at the top there. Thank you.
Kelsey, Hock, and Engram. And then my highest predicted scoring kicker, Bass and Butka. It seems to be the bees that are always up there. Highest scoring defense, the Dolphins, the Bills, and the Chiefs.
Oof. Chiefs, Dan, did you hear that? Chiefs.
Yeah, the Chiefs, talking about that, the Chiefs are in Thursday night's game against Denver, so that's understandable why they're predicted to score that. Then we talked about Denver Broncos versus the Kansas City Chiefs, Dan, sorry. You've got the Baltimore Ravens versus the Tennessee Titans in London on Sunday. You've got the Colts versus Jacksonville. You've got Carolina Panthers versus Miami Dolphins. You've got Detroit Lions versus the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And then Monday night game, or our Tuesday night, is the Cowboys versus the Chargers. So that's a stress-free weekend for me again because I don't have to watch my Chargers play. I just want to get cool.
The Steelers are on a bye, which means I've got a stress-free weekend too.
Oh, it's great, isn't it? It's a great swing.
Although we'll both stress each other out because we're both playing each other, so.
Yeah. But I was saying to someone like, I'm obviously a massive sports fan, you know, cricket, rugby, Springboks, Newcastle fan, but there's no team on the planet that stresses me out like the Chargers do.
Bradford City definitely stressed me out more.
Stress me out something chronic compared to. I don't even mind a stressor in real life, but Chargers, well, man, they know how to get me all wound up.
The fact that they can go into like a 30-point lead and still you don't know whether you're going to lose or not.
Yeah. Never dull, though. Never dull, mate.
No, that's true. And we get four 9 o'clock games, which is good.
Oh, yeah, good. We like a good four set in the evening on a Sunday.
And they're not too bad. I say they're not too bad. We're kind of looking at the Philly-New York Jets game and the Cardinals-Rams game. Lions-Tampa. We like the Lions, so that's good. We don't really like the New England-Vegas game, though, do we? So that would suck a bag of dicks.
Dull as hell, that will be.
Yeah.
What should be like a 50-point to 48-point game? Garoppolo and Matt Jones get 400 yards, 15 touchdowns.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be fine.
You have a huge game Monday night, though. I'm looking forward to seeing that one.
Can go either way as well. Like, I thought the Cowboys were going to absolutely smash us. I can't remember where we were playing, to be fair. But, yeah, the Cowboys have struggled of late, so that could go anyway. That'd be interesting. That's going to be another high-scoring game. So if you've got those players in, get them in your lineups.
Yeah, definitely not the Vegas, New England instead.
Yeah.
Bad times. Sweet. Well, I will leave you there. Enjoy. Good luck this weekend, with Chargers and your team.
Yeah, and Sunday night's a massive, the quarterfinals of the Rugby World Cup as well, so there's some massive rugby on this weekend too.
Are they going to get in the way of your red zone watching?
Well, yeah, so Saturday evening is the All Blacks versus Ireland, so that's not too bad. And then Sunday at 8 o'clock is South Africa versus France. That pretty much gets in. That takes over the big TV, so I'll have to get the red zone on the computer.
Yeah.
And then by the time the rugby's over, I'll be on the same as you, Pitsy. 10 o'clock, I'll be on the big TV with the red zone.
Yeah. We can join in together. That'll be good.
Yeah, boy.
Sweet.
Until next time.
Ballers to the wall.